Anyways, how's everybody been? How's everybody's Monday? We'll get into it in a minute. I know people don't want to sit around and watch you set shit up, but guess what? That's just how we ended up today. Ah, I promise you, we're setting everything. It's 7-10 day. Do y'all know what that means? For all my regular folks out there, 7-10 day is a pretty dope day if you're, you know, if you like the cannabis, cannibal. There's always some weird ass. You always meet the dudes like, cannabis isn't the name, man. It's the name they gave it. It's actually supposed to be called something else. They made that shit up in the 1940s, dude. I love people like that. Because it's so full of shit. They really are. Let's just start recording.
We'll just start recording.
Yeah. I don't know. It really feels like the camera keeps on changing on me. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's Monday. And, let's see where the show takes us. I'm so mad about that corner light.
All these young boys want a million views.
Now my old ass wants a million.
Spent a million on my fucking view. I work hard for these views. And that's the difference between me and you. The life I live, I just write about it. I be really talking shit.
I die about it. My bad. I swear it looks like the light keeps changing in my head.
I really doubt it. When it comes
last
time,
week was too dark. The so then we brought in the little thingy.
You fuck with me?
It's I'm rowdy. So mad about my life.
I'm always down for that action, but don't add up.
I'm so mad at y'all for the setup.
Simple subtraction. Really I'm always good. On the move. I got that traction.
Yeah.
It's Kasabian
Labo. Wow. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Labo. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Lavo. Welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show. We are live from Las Vegas. This is episode 455, and I'll be your host, Kasabian, with talent on loan from God. You know, my mentor, he didn't know he was my mentor, but he was my mentor, and he always said that, and I thought that was the coldest just line to come in with, because it is borrowed time, and I'll be your host, Kasabian. It's another beautiful day here in Las Vegas while it's a scorching 175 degrees outside. We're trying to just maintain. I'm not in that cool concrete building anymore. We moved to studio, and I've been having some. We should have kept the concrete building, y'all. But, man, we in there, and it's hot. Let's get into Mental Health Mondays. You know, it's Mondays. We got to do a mental health check for everybody out there. And we'll get into these topics, and we'll get into what ChatGPT wrote for us today. So let's just dive right into it. Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo Show, where we bring you the hottest takes on trending news in the world of entertainment and beyond. Because we're getting to politics. It's that time of year again, and it's about to get nasty. In today's episode, we got a little bit of a lineup here. So hang tight, okay? We're going to get you to the edge of your seat, and then we're going to scoot you back a little bit. But then we're going to bring you right back, and then right, you're going to get comfortable. First up, we'll dive into the controversial topic of Anuel AA's toughness. I have a hot take. I think Anuel's a pussy. We'll get into it. And we'll also explore the challenging perception of his hard edge persona. Don't play tough, especially when 6ix9ine presses you. Anyway. So get ready for a thought-provoking discussion that might just shift your perspective. And now we'll switch gears to the world of live performances. And why? Because for some reason, y'all youngins love to just not jump into regular crowd. Like, okay, fans that want to catch you because, like, you're diving into the crowd that loves you is one thing. But if you bring a fan on stage like Ski God did over the Ski Master Slump God did, he had a fan on stage that wanted to crowd surf. You can't. They don't love him. You can't do that. It looked like he went face first into the ground. That shit was crazy. We'll talk a little bit about that. And how many times have we seen that shit happen? No, honestly, it's fucking something else. That's not all. We have a bizarre and mysterious tale to share with you. So join us while we unveil the story of the lady that claimed to see the shapeshifter. It's not real. I'm not buying it, okay? I have a thing about middle-aged people of that type
that I don't fucking trust, and we'll get into it because there was nothing there. She said she had a ghostly encounter or some type of shape-shifting shit, and then we find out it was her headphones. What? All right, we'll get into it. Moving on, we'll get our attentions to the intriguing behavior, of Hollywood star Jonah Hill. So prepare to be taken back as we dive into these allegations that paint him to be a bad person. And we'll explore the controversy surrounding the beloved actor and examine the impact that this will have on his career, which is none. This chick is dumber than a pile of shit, and we'll get into why. And speaking of public investigations, brace yourself for the latest development in the ongoing saga between social media sensation Logan Paul. It's not between Logan Paul, but it's Logan Paul and KSI against the government. The FDA is coming after Prime. We'll talk about it and see what's going on with that. We'll also shift gears and talk about the military. This is going to be the first time in over 100 years that our naval military doesn't have a leader due to some bullshit that we're doing to not pay people. How do you feel about that? We just sent over some more bombs to Iraq and we can't even hire a fucking military leader. Oh, man. We're fucked. Let me see. But last not least, we'll take a journey to the unexpected world of New Jersey. New Jersey is becoming like Florida to me. I love it. There's a judge in New Jersey that was TikToking, and they don't like that. I'm not even mad at him. And then we'll definitely talk about him and see what's going on with him and his TikTok. And then we'll get ready for a whirlwind of stories and opinions and thought-provoking discussions. And let's embark on this journey in the Kasabian Lavo show. Stay tuned, and I promise you it's going to be a fun show. I really do. So to be completely frank, let's just be frank. I have a hot take about Anuel. This is just me. Now, I know public perception would tell you that Anuel is a real tough street guy and that he's bowed and he busts his gun and all that shit, right? I don't buy it. More and more as time goes on, I realize that he actually grew up in a household with his mom and dad. I just don't believe your toughness when you grew up with a mom and dad. That's a cheat code. I wish I had my mom and dad growing up. Like, I think that's my biggest downfall in life. When you grow up with parents, his dad was the head of Latin Sony marketing or some shit. Life wasn't that hard. Even when it got hard, he was older. So, like, he experienced the streets after being a spoiled brat. And getting pressed by real gangsters and shit in real life is hilarious to watch. Because when Tekashi 6ix9ine pressed AA and, well, he didn't really do much. Now Tekashi's fucking his girl. A couple other dudes is fucking his other girl. I mean, he's pretty much the laughingstock of music. He ain't do shit to hold himself down. He ain't put Shorty in a position where she could never change, even if they did split up. He's a sucker for love. Why? Because he grew up in a fucking two-family household. He's a nice guy. All that gangster shit is for fakesies. He got in his feelings over Bad Bunny, and Bad Bunny even checked his ass. Bad Bunny comes from a single-family household, if y'all don't realize this. Bad Bunny's more gangster than Double A. Sorry, Anuel. Not true, dog. You grew up with your family. Like, you're a nice kid. He said his biggest downfall was not raising his baby in the same house. Different perspectives. To me, I don't think that that's a bad thing. I'd rather not have my kid in a toxic environment than grow up in a fucking... I have an 18-year-old, damn near. He's almost 18. And that all came from a four-month relationship when I was 18. You see that shit? I'm 36, and I'm still, you know, living happily with my son, one, but I'm still not, I wouldn't never say I feel I regret like splitting up my baby moms to grow up with my son in the same home. Like, no, like it was better that we weren't together because we were horrible together. And the life that my child would have had with us together would have been non-conducive to health. Trust me. So to see him say shit like that is weird. We just come from different places. I believe in protecting my peace. And I think he does too, but because he comes from a different life. Like, my piece comes from PTSD. It's the reason why 6ix9ine ran up on him and he acted like that. But that was just my hot take. And it was just a general hot take. Nothing too crazy. I wanted to get into the story about the lady that saw the shapeshifter on the plane. Because this happens all the time. And for some reason, people always seem to forget. Very, very easily. A lot of people take drugs before going on planes. It's a scary situation. A lot of people take sleeping medicines. Ambien. They drink alcohol with these medications. Then they hallucinate because they don't fall asleep fast enough. Do you know what happens when you take a sleeping pill or some type of sleeping medication and you stay up through it? That was Quaaludes. You just fought the sleep and you go into a whirlwind of hallucination. Take DayQuil and go to sleep. It's the craziest shit you'd ever do to yourself. I was definitely sick one night and I took the last DayQuil, like bit of DayQuil that I had. and I hallucinated for like 6 hours straight, bro. I woke up in a puddle of fucking sweat, and I felt so much better. But holy shit, what a crazy night that was. That's what happened to that lady. The story was that she lost her headphones. There was a person sitting next to her. The person was still there the whole time. The person that she claimed to be a shapeshifter was actually the stewardess, or one of the stewardess, who she claimed stole her headphones. But in reality, the headphones were never stolen. We don't even know where the fuck they were. This lady, they haven't come out and said that this lady was on Ambien, but I can almost bet dollars to donuts that she was on Ambien and on some other type of sleeping medication that causes hallucinations. And this happens all the time on airplanes. Again, people are trying to escape that they're about to be on a tube in the sky doing 700 miles an hour, you know, with nowhere to go. It's scary, but that's life. And it happens all the time. Bro, there was a story of a bodyguard. Was it Russell Brand's bodyguard? I was on one of the movie sets, and I was laughing at one of the bodyguards. I can't even remember. Damn, I think it was Get Him to the Greek. The bodyguard's telling a story about how he took two sleeping tablets to get on a plane, and they deboarded the plane and made everybody sit down because something happens, like an emergency. So everybody deboarded the plane. This man is like 7'4". He's a ginormous mountain of a man. He took two sleeping pills because he's so fucking big. One don't work, so you got to take two. This big motherfucker comes off the plane, and all of a sudden, he's like, I don't remember what happened next. You want to know what happened next? He zombied his way off the fucking plane, made it outside, and laid in grass for hours, and missed the flight. That was a grown-ass man on sleeping pills that had to deboard a plane because he was ready to go. Like, he was in his pre-flight game bag, had my drinks, had my pills. I'm going to fall asleep. I'll wake up in a few hours. That didn't happen. He wandered off and woke up in some grass. Security woke him up, said, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, I have no idea. Careful in the sky. The lady did not see shapeshifters. Her fingers pointing did not mean that she was like working for El Diablo. She's on drugs. It's okay. She's on drugs. She didn't see the next coming of Jesus Christ. She's just on drugs. That's it. Ain't that some shit? See what drugs do to you? Crazy, right? No, really. Crazy. So Ski Mask the Slum God had a fan on stage. Now, I don't know if it's like a new kid thing or if it's something that you don't realize, but I have never stage dived. I am so scared to crowd surf. Never been my thing. My fear is that somebody will like stick their finger in my ass as I'm crowd surfing. Think, woo! All right, end the show. End the show. Just hang up. I'm going home. I'm over it. No. I've never crowd surfed because I'm scared that they will let me go. Like when I saw Tekashi jump and land on his face, it wasn't bad. It was like 10 feet, maybe 5 feet at best, right? This guy was on like a 15-foot stage where you needed to clear about 25 to maybe, I can't say 30 feet. The gap was like a 20-foot, maybe let's say 15 to 20-foot gap. Let's not even give it 25. Let's say 15-foot gap from a stage that was probably 20 feet tall. Right? It was pretty high. It was a decent high stage, maybe 15 feet tall. Like, it wasn't that big of a gap, but it was a big gap. Meaning that when the person that wants to crowd surf jumps off the stage, they're going to come off a stage with an exorbitant amount of energy. And if they don't love you, nobody's going to stop that shit. The fan got on stage. And Ski Mask was like, yeah, come on, bro. You can do it. Jump into the fucking crowd, bro. And the dude's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And the crowd's like, don't do it. We're not going to catch you. Don't do it. You're going to die. Everybody parted like the Red Sea. He jumped off the stage and just went face first into the fucking grass. Boom. He had no chance. Wasn't nobody going to catch that motherfucker. The camera girl or whoever it was like, ooh, that sucked. Don't jump off the stage. Tekashi done did that shit. I've seen a few of y'all do that. You know who does it the best? Who does crowd surfing the best? That's not even crowd surfing. This motherfucker's like a magician. Method Man will walk on everybody's hand through the crowd. It is the most amazing shit that I've ever seen. I never even attempted because that's Method Man's shit. He's amazing for that. I promise you. Now, we got to get into some hard-hitting shit. This Jonah Hill topic. I was going to talk about the Keke Palmer thing. I really don't give a fuck. She ain't my baby mama. I ain't fucking her. She can go show everybody her ass. I don't care. Now, the fact that every star or celebrity female that comes to Usher's show is doing this bullshit now where they're like Curb and Usher, that's kind of whack. Like, even if I went with my girl, like, I saw Joe Budden go with his girl. His girl ain't do all that. She stood up. She did a little dance real fast. There goes my baby. And he leaves. It's not disrespectful, nor do I think that Usher's trying to take your girl. Whatever happened between him and Keke Palmer, that was between her and him. She decides to do that shit, and that shit went a little bit overboard, but they've probably known each other for the past 20 years. None of my business what type of relationship they have or her and her baby daddy. Now, mine ain't doing that, so it's not even a concern of mine. But watching Sweetie and I think was Winnie Harlow do that little weird shit, like, I don't fuck up the show because unless Usher's fucking all y'all, if that's what's really happening, then don't fuck up the show. But if he's not, if Usher's just being a great host and doing a little diddly with everybody, not that diddly, pause, then just fucking go along with it. I mean, unless Usher's really out here taking y'all girls, then y'all got to stop. Don't, Usher, cut that shit out. Is that why you and Chris Brown fought at the ski? That shit's funny. No, I would let my girl do the little, hey, and he ain't going to be dancing up on my bitch and doing all that extra shit. Nah. No, sir. No. I know you're not a sir. I don't care. What else do we have to get into? The Sphere has been so dope, but so far, nothing. Oh, happy 710 day! Oh, my God. Make some noise for all my cannabis heads out there. Hey, 710 day. If you don't know, 710 day actually came from a funny-ass meme or a text message from a woman to her husband or her boyfriend at the time. She goes, what's the 710 cap? What's that? It's the oil. You know your oil on in your engine bay? When you lift up the hood, it says O-I-L, oil. No? Y'all don't know that? No? Anyway, when you flip it, it looks like it says 710, even though it's O-I-L. It's capital letters, but there's no lines. So when you flip it, it says 710. 710 day, it's oil day. That's our day for people that do wax. I like wax. I'm not a cannabis person. I don't care for the flower anymore. It doesn't really do anything for me. It's terrible for your teeth. The paper's really bad for your health. I'd rather just juice it and vape it. Listen, the goal is to get medicated. The goal is to ruin your smile and to ruin your breath. I really have a huge problem with smelling like it. I have a huge problem with my teeth looking like it. And I have a huge problem with just anybody knowing that I'm doing something like that. But for all you cannabis folks that love dealing with the wax, that love, I mean, from everything, from crumble to rosin to wax to live resins to sugars. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all of us. Go get you some fucking wax. They're like 35% off everywhere. Like, shout out to all the weed shops that are popping off. We're not sponsored no more, so I'm not giving no names. But y'all know what it is out there. Go out there and go get you some. Happy 710 day, weed heads. Now, we got to get into this Jonah Hill news because this is where you come for the hard-hitting news. Nobody comes for hard-hitting news. All right, first story is out of TMZ, and it's about Jonah Hill being a misogynist. And I don't know what to say. You know, when a man sets boundaries, well, that's misogyny. But when a woman releases text messages from 3 years ago, was it Yas Queen? Like, what the fuck are we talking about? This clown-ass chick put out text messages from 3 years ago where Jonah was basically placing boundaries. Now, Jonah, you're too old for this shit. You shouldn't need to be with a woman that has all those needs. Seems like she wasn't for you. That's my homie advice to Jonah. I think Jonah needs to be with a black woman or a very, very Hispanic Latin woman, like, from the island, from, like, DR, Cuba, Puerto Rico, wherever. That's what you need, bro. You need yourself something that has some swag for you. The whole surfer chick thing sounds cool, but, like, I really don't think that's your swag. And this is a homie looking out for you. Like, I'm just saying, like, why would you want to be with a surfer chick that's all, like, athletic and, like, fucking other surfer dudes? You would probably want the girl that, like, surfs and only fucks you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, for future reference. Like, and if you need to have a girl that loves dude attention, maybe that's not the girl for you yet. Maybe you got to wait for her to get out of her hoe phase for you. I don't know. Again, friendly advice, just trying to hook up Jonah. When I saw the text messages, first and foremost, fuck her. I hate people that do shit like that. Stop it. You can have a screenshot. You can have a video of me texting, and I'm going to deny it forever and ever and ever. And that's just life. I'll never tell you that I did text it. But when I did see the text, one, dirty, 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 dirty. Then the motherfucker wants to compare herself to Keke Palmer and her baby daddy. Shut up, fucking surfer retard. Like, sorry. That's not even a thing. Like, nobody gives a shit, right? Like, Jonah set boundaries. You were upset. Just break up and go figure it out. You got it. Stories out of TMZ. Jonah Hill's alleged dirty laundry is getting aired out by an ex who's posting what she claims are a ton of old text messages from him, and painting him as a toxic partner. Surfer instructor Sarah Brady, Jonah Hill's former flame of about a year from 2021 is back dragging the actor publicly on her Instagram account because she's a fucking loser. It's the same thing with like Yes Jules. Yes Jules came out of nowhere and was like, I'm not fucking LeBron. And everybody's like, dog, nobody has said LeBron James and Yes Jules in a sentence in like fucking since he played in Miami. Like, shut the fuck up. You're so thirsty for attention that you bring up old shit that got nothing to do with nothing. She's posting these text messages to make it seem like he was a bad person. She said, in the story, it says, she's not holding anything back. And she's... No. Not even going to use that. That's a stupid-ass word. I don't even care. This is not misogynistic. This is a stupid word to use for this. Oh, and a narcissist. These are words that y'all use when y'all get around y'all homegirls that don't make no sense. Jonah said, if these are the things that you need, then I'm out. You should be okay with that. That's not misogynistic. It's not. It's not even narcissistic. None of it is. He had boundaries. I'm sorry. Call me old-fashioned, but I only want my girl fucking me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like that's what Jonah was kind of getting at. And if you aren't the man to give her the attention, then you don't get upset. You just move on and find the right partner for you. That's all. It's hard. I get it. It's hard. I don't want Jonah to get hurt. I love Jonah. I love Jonah. Jonah's amazing. What does that mean? That's not a thing. Do you think he would say... Oh, somebody said he was using, like, therapist words to get his shit off. Y'all just did the same shit. He's narcissist. He's controlling. Shut the fuck up. No, he's not. Jonah Hill's a beautiful man. He's a beautiful man. We love Jonah. The next story is out of Complex. It's about Logan Paul and KSI and their drink Prime. Now, I tried Prime. Wasn't bad. Had it on the show for a little bit. It was cool. Not my like thing. I don't care for caffeine juicy drinks, which are weird. I like rock stars, which I guess is a caffeine juicy. You know what? Whatever, bro. It's just not my fucking swag, all right? Is it pushed to kids? No. But Logan Paul and KSI are huge in the kid. My son is 5. He has never had a Prime drink. My son is walking through Walmart with me and goes, Dad, that's Prime. I love Prime. I said, dog, you ain't never even had Prime. He goes, yeah, but like, so what? That's my 5-year-old. Just because he sees it so much on the internet, he's never even had the shit. He just sees it. That's amazing to me that they have that power. So first and foremost, congratulations to Logan Paul and KSI for even having the ability to do that type of shit, because my son has never tasted your product and says he loves it. I mean, you pretty much win. My bad. I'm like hot in here. It's getting mad hot. Shout out to Logan Paul and KSI in that aspect. Now, the FDA has a problem with it because they believe that maybe they're targeting kids. I don't see it as a kid targeting machine, but I do understand why they feel that way. Stories at a Complex. An energy drink launched by Logan Paul and KSI is at the center of a push for an FDA investigation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, old Chucky Chuck, we're back with Chuck, as seen in the clip below, has called for the FDA to step in to investigate what he describes as concerns over the caffeinated content and targeted marketing of Prime energy drinks. Now, again, I don't see Prime targeted to kids. And it says not for kids. These are two kids' stars. Like, kids love these two dudes. One of the summer's hottest status symbols for kids is not an outfit. It's not a toy. It's a beverage, Schumer said. Schumer's a fucking idiot who's very disconnected. There's no goddamn way that anybody's running around going, oh, I got Prime and you don't. It's not a thing. It's a beverage, Schumer said at the recent press conference, but buyers and parents beware because it's a serious health concern for the kids. I mean, hold on. It says not for kids. What do you mean it's a huge health concern? It's not for kids. Guess what my kids have never had? A Prime energy drink, because it's not for kids. And the problem here is that the product has so much caffeine in it that it puts Red Bull to shame. That's not true. But unlike Red Bull, it's specifically targeting and advertising campaigns are kids, and it's targeting kids that are under the ages of 18. Schumer says that he asked the FDA to investigate Prime and its connection with his claims. It's marketing and it's eye-popping caffeine content. Now, for just a little heads up, Prime has 200 milligrams of caffeine. Let me see. Will it focus? Look at that. I drink these, probably two of these a day, unfortunately, especially when my anxiety is really bad. That's 250 milligrams of caffeine. Prime's about the same size, and they have 200 milligrams of caffeine, so it's not eye-popping or it's not more than Red Bull. Now, it's not for kids. That's the bigger issue. Walmart sells these really good water bottle lemonades, right? They're an energy lemonade. You want to know why they're energy? Because they have caffeine in them. It's like 200 milligrams of caffeine in these little fucking powder shakes, and I was giving them to my kids, and they were wired to fuck up, and they wouldn't go to sleep. Be careful to what you give your kids, right? Not everything is for kids. Prime energy drink is not for kids. No matter how big Prime is, it's not for kids. Shit, Volkanovski is a Prime fighter. He just won his belt. He had a Prime chain on. It's not for kids. It's for adult fighters like that guy. Jeez. Shouldn't give your kids that type of stuff. That shit doesn't make any sense. Now, lightly touching on politics, I told you we're going to get back into it, and that's probably what the Wednesday show is really going to end up being, is a politics show. Stories out of Politico, and this one kind of scares the shit out of me. There's certain things I like to keep because you just need to have structure. And leadership structure, when it falls apart, that's no good for nobody. For the first time in more than 100 years, the Marine Corps has no Senate-confirmed leader. Why? Despite the retirement of Commander General David Berg, there is no inking the situation that'll change anytime soon. There's a hold right now on raises in the military. Becoming a general is a raise. That means that with this general retiring, we cannot place another general in charge because of our budget. But we have now given Ukraine more millions, more weapons, more ammo, more war things for them to continue to feed their fucking war as America is now falling apart, with home prices now rising to all-time highs once again because there isn't availability. Interest rates are still killing us. Inflation is a real thing. Foods have gotten smaller. Foods are more expensive. We're spending more and more money, and they're feeding the fucking war in Iran, Iraq, wherever the fuck. I'm just so Ukraine. The fucking war in Ukraine. For what? For what? This government's been a fucking joke since the beginning. Senator Tommy, excuse me, Tuberville's. My nose is like I'm sweaty and I don't want to touch up here. I look crazy. I know I look crazy. I'm upset. I hate this shit. I hate this shit. This whole country's gone to shit, and all we got to do is sit around and watch. Senator Tommy Tuberville's seven-month hold on all senator military promotions ran head-on into the long military history of smooth leadership handovers during the prompt-filled ceremony on Monday at the Marines Corps brackets in Washington. My little brother just posted that he got a job for the Marine Corps in their corporate office. Shout out to him. My little brother was in the Navy. And I don't know why he went to go be a dentist and he didn't fucking do it. Could have helped me out. Burge, whose four-year tour as the Marines top officer came to an end, and it was supposed to be handing over the reins to General Eric Smith, who has been nominated for the job. Instead, Smith will run the corps on a temporary basis while he waits for the Senate confirmation. So we're going to sit around with an assistant leader to the leader with no leader because they don't want to give him the position. This is where you're supposed to spend money. Just saying. And we're coming to a $94 million. Was it $94 million a month in student loans that are going to get paid starting August? Ouch. How the fuck are they going to do that? That's going to be interesting. Now, don't get me wrong. Knowing that we don't have the proper leadership scares me, but it just looks like it's becoming an open and slam dunk fucking case for Trump, doesn't it? They can try every week to lock his ass up for something, and it's not working. Does anybody give a fuck that they're investigating him? Does anybody give a fuck about how much money we keep wasting investigating him, even though he's going to still run and be president, right? You're going to keep wasting money to then allow him to take back over and then just kick all you fucktards out again because it's just a waste. Yeah, he didn't drain the swamp like he said he did, but there's a lot of you that should get fired, especially for this bullshit. Now, this is where stuff starts to get fun for me. See, leadership is changing. They're getting younger. So I try to tell people all the time, if somebody's 65 today, that means they were 30 in the 80s, late 80s. That means they lived an interesting fucking life. Anybody that spent their late 20s or 20s, 30s, and the 80s and 90s, they look at life a lot different than a lot of people. So to see a judge in New Jersey doing TikToks and rapping the fucking gangster rap lyrics inside of his courthouse was actually something dope as shit. But let's get into this story out of Complex. Judge Gray N. Wilcox of New Jersey is under investigation after posting various videos on TikTok of him rapping along to music from not. As he posted various videos of him on TikTok rapping along to music from Nas, Busta Rhymes, and many others. As reported by the New York Times, a complaint submitted to the New Jersey Advisory Committee on Judicial Conduct show that Wilcox used the pedestal. Oh, he did that shit in court. He shared around 40 videos between April 2021 and March 23. And that was in the courthouse, in his chambers. The complaint accuses Wilcox of showing poor judgment by posting the videos, demonstrates disrespect for the judicial and an inability to conform to the highest standards of conduct expected of judges. Now, you telling me a judge can't have a real life outside of his job? Why and why not? Now, y'all got mad at me when I was mad at the senator. The young lady that was shaking her ass on the beach, they said she was an LGBTQ senator from Connecticut, and she was out there in a thong shaking her ass. I was upset at that. I think there's certain limits to the things. Now, a couple of cute TikToks for her and her, you know, family would have been okay. But her clapping her sandy ass cheeks on the beach as a senator, maybe before you became senator. I don't know. It's just a bit too much for me. The judge on TikTok rapping, you really gonna get mad at a judge rapping? Can we really think about that? Does that really determine how this man conduces himself at his job? I mean, if he has years and years of an amazing track record, him rapping over a couple songs, y'all got a problem with that? Have y'all heard some of y'all country music? Don't make me get started. But that's the show. I know. It seems like we're just flying through these. I've been knocking them out. My name is... I gotta do the button thing. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. Who's coming with me? I'm trying to blow it all, make it right back. And I ain't sweating that, so tell the DJ, bring it back. When she hit the stage, my mind frame changed. The way she moved. All right, y'all. Catch you on Wednesday.